Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of legal news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Trump plans to pull key OC wind farm permit. Primary care doctors in short supply. Moore corrects Trump on source of key bridge funds. The Trump administration intends to revoke the federal permit issued to U.S. Wind for a wind farm off the coast of Ocean City. Finding a primary care doctor is challenging in Maryland, especially for Medicaid patients due to low reimbursement rates. Governor Wes Moore corrected President Trump on the source of funds for the Key Bridge construction. President Trump's executive order on cashless bail could impact Montgomery and St. Mary's counties. The escalating war of words between Trump and Moore continues, with Trump calling Baltimore a horrible deathbed. The first human case of screwworm in the U.S. has been traced to a Maryland resident. Annapolis municipal races are heating up as early voting approaches. Baltimore County farmers are seeking the creation of a Department of Agriculture to better serve their needs. Former priest William Mannion faces charges despite being omitted from the AG's list of allegedly abusive priests. Harbor Place redevelopment aims to improve access to the water and connectivity to the city.
Collection Pro guarantees a 100% recovery of out-of-network claims with zero risk. Collection Pro, a healthcare collections and revenue recovery company, guarantees 100% recovery of out-of-network claims through independent dispute resolution under the No Surprises Act. With no upfront fees, providers only pay if Collection Pro wins. Their success-based solutions include legal assistance, scrubbing and refiling claims, and a low success-based fee of 10%. Collection Pro has handled over 10,000 arbitrations with a 92% success rate, promising five times the amount offered by payers. Their attorney-backed solution levels the playing field for California providers, ensuring fair compensation without disputes or hidden fees. Collection Pro's technology and legal expertise provide transparent and compliant claim recovery for healthcare facilities in need of a timely solution for out-of-network claims crisis.
Catton announces new partner class of 2025. Catton announced today the promotion of 11 attorneys to join the partnership, effective September 1st. Chair Gil M. Soffer stated, "This is a career-defining moment for the talented attorneys, reflecting their years of honing legal skills and building relationships." The executive committee approved the promotion of Ava R. Allum, Christopher Collins, Christopher T. Cook, Fabiola Fox, Michaela C. Holcomb, Kelly N. Hutchinson, Matthew R. Jennings, Elise W. Michael, Michelle R. Ponsetta, Zachary M. Schmitz, and Yunan. Catton is a full-service law firm with 700 attorneys in the U.S., London, and Shanghai, offering counsel in corporate financial markets, intellectual property, litigation, real estate, and more.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.